were talking about the inheritances from the Lord. And last week I told you, a prudent wife, an understanding wife is from the houses and wealth comes from your fathers, but an understanding wife comes from the Lord. And last time I asked how many husbands have understanding wives, and hopefully none of you had any problems at home. Then we talked about the man that fears the Lord, the blessings. Wow, Psalm 112 was beautiful. Hallelujah. I hope you went and meditated there. So prudent wife, understanding husbands are all from the Lord. Then I told you children are inheritances from the Lord. It's God's inheritance. Spiritual children, physical children. So what you have to do, to go to your father with all your rights. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I am your son. I am your daughter. I need children, both physical and spiritual. Hallelujah. The next thing which I want to impress upon you from the word of God is Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 11. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 11. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Wisdom. How many wise people are here this morning? Somebody are doubting. Lift your hands. You're wise because you accepted the Lord Jesus. That's the biggest wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. People are thinking, am I wise or not wise? You're coming and sitting here is an act of wisdom. May you have wisdom greater than ever before. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May you have wisdom more than ever before. May you have skills and intelligence and revelation, knowledge to run the path of the Lord. Where does the wisdom start from? The Bible says, the first verse, many people, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Now many people say, you should not fear God. He's your father. He's your daddy. Now how many people are here who are not afraid of your daddy? I am still afraid. Not because he will whack me, but I am accountable to him. I respect him. I revere him. If he says something, I obey. When he goes through some tough times, I feel it. Because his blood runs inside me. The fear of the Lord. It's a reverential fear. So if some angel from heaven comes and tells, don't fear the Lord, it's all gone. What you should say? Baba, thank you for preaching. I will see you next time and go off. Because the word which you hear is very important. The words which you hear is very important. And that's why we as a church make it very sure that we will filter. Not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus says. In your name we cast out demons. In your name we prophesied. What will God say? Apart from me, you evil doers, I never knew you. Then how did the miracles happen? There's that power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even demons sometimes tremble and use the power of the name of Jesus. But many believers do not know. They are not wise. When some headache come immediately, oh God, what is this? I have to take EEG. 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 What is EEG? Electroencephalogram. That is my EEG. Okay. Everything will be okay when you trust in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have sugar, diabetes, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I believe in a healing God. I also believe in a fallen world. Diseases here can come. But never, never for a moment doubt the power of God in your life, because you will be foolish. Hallelujah. Did you understand what I am telling you this morning? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 14 and verse 1, the intelligent people whom the world thinks they are intelligent, the Bible says they are foolish. Psalm 14 and verse 1. Can we read it together? The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. This fool will have a PhD degree too. And all the degrees. MA, BB, BD, DD, boo, boo, boo. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. So it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. They are
corrupt. Say corrupt. Corrupt. Why is corruption so much in India? Not only money corruption. Corrupt means their thinking itself is gone. Otherwise, how can doctors take the kidneys and sell it? Otherwise, how can one tailor in Delhi last week confessed that he has molested around 500 children, if my news is correct. 500 or 50? How much is that? Huh? 500, no? Above 500, he has molested. They are corrupt in their ways. The fool says in his heart that there is no God. There is no God. They are corrupt in their ways. Why is Lord of sin? They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Now, who is the wise man? We read in verse 2. The Lord, next verse. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. If you are not seeking God, you are a fool. Not I said, Bible said. Hallelujah. The fool says in his heart there is no God. Means it should come in your actions. It should be revealed. If there is a God, why don't you go to him always? Why don't you ask him for your blessings? Why don't you ask him for grace? How many of you believe that you have a God up above who is living in the planet called heaven? Who sent his son for you? To pull a Sujo from the pang of sin. To pull an Ashley from a sin. To pull you and me from sin. There is God. Bible says no one has seen God. But the Son which was in his bosom has revealed him to us. Hallelujah. Somebody who got the revelation of God in your life. Put your hands together. Because you are one of the most wisest people on the world, on the planet. Hallelujah. You have a God. That's what we sang. He catches your tear. He senses your fear in the house of Martha and Lazarus and Mary. When Lazarus was dead, the Bible records one of the smallest verses. Jesus wept. He understands what you go through. It's not because he didn't have power, but he was understanding the pain which the sisters were going through. He feels for you. He understands you. And if you say that there is no God, there is no greater fool than you. But if you say that there is Jesus, and he dwells in my heart. I have given my life to Jesus. From now on, he is my God. He is able to save you from all the curses and sins. You are the most wisest person. And somebody said, praise the Lord. Paul went to Athens. Man, so Paul went to Athens. Wherever he went, he had a good response. Means at least he got a stone. That's what I meant, good response. See, when Paul gets a stone, he counts it. He understands that from here, the work of God will start. But in Athens, they made fun of him. They made fun of him. Because the Greek philosophers were so, God, what are you telling? Jesus rose from the dead. Paul was, hallelujah, so upset. And that's why from Athens, he wrote to the book of Corinth, to the people in Corinth. And he tells them painfully one truth. But that's the truth. Hallelujah. Come to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody said praise the Lord. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18 and 19. Can we read it together? I want all of you to read it together. Because Paul has written it with so much of confusion in his mind. Not confusion. Confusion because of the weak things he got. Athens people mocked him. 1, 2, go. Where is that? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. Hallelujah. It's the power of God. It's foolishness to those who are perishing. It's foolishness. But, and then it says, 19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Yes. I'm telling you, God has made foolish the wisdom of the world. Whatever we see every day, we are seeing that. Man devised antibiotics. How many of you know about the superbug danger? Superbug danger? You are in pharmaceutical. People died of superbug problem in the last 2 years, more than a lot of thousands. What is superbug? Antibiotics is no more yielding fruit. How many of you can understand that? Yes. Because man, the people are telling, because man has taken so much and so much of antibiotics, bacteria has developed resistance towards antibiotics. So when the bug enter that resist antibiotics, and when you have too much of antibiotics, they get more stronger, it seems. And they even kill. They destroy. I want to tell you, friend, don't go for the medical degree of your doctor. Go for the credentials of your Savior. Because He said in Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. I am the Lord. Somebody said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Isaiah prophesied from Galilee before the Savior was crucified. By His stripes we are healed. God has made, destroyed the vice of the world and made it as foolishness. WhatsApp. Now politicians are thinking, the world without WhatsApp was good. World without media and WhatsApp and camera for now. Everybody, anybody, if anybody is going and giving a bribe, goes in the media. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm telling? That's how God works. He will say, okay, world, you want to grow beyond, go. One day you will understand that that's the greatest foolishness which you have done. Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Pastor, you know how wise my son is? First day itself, he's scrolling the phone. I will catch you by the throat and tell you, don't devastate or destroy your child. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God hath made foolish the wisdom of this world. 21. For after this, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Oh, look at that. Wisdom is knowing God. Wisdom is knowing God. Wisdom is seeking God. Wisdom is searching for God. If you have not known God, throw away all the other wisdom or wise decisions which you have taken and say it is foolish. I want to know God. I want to know Him. I want to see Him. I want to spend time in His presence. That's why in Philippians, hallelujah, friends, taking the Bible to Philippians itself is a blessing. Hallelujah. Let's come to Philippians chapter, hallelujah, 3 and verse 8. I'm talking wisdom is an inheritance from God. Now you understand how big your wisdom is. If you are a fool, you are corrupt, you are abominable, you do things, black money will come, kala dhan will come, even after demonetization. Somebody said demonization. Yeah. It was demonization too. It was demonetization too. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers work in vain. Hallelujah. Philippians 3. Hallelujah. And verse 7. But what things? Very important. But what things? Can you read it together? But what things that were gained to me, those I counted. How do you count? How do you count? How do you count? How do you count, friend? I count. That's your mind. My degree. My job. My wealth. I count it. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm telling? My worldly wisdom, I count it as. Yesterday, Mrs. Obama and Mr. Obama sadly left. Should have seen the face. They were very sad. They enjoyed 8 years. Then comes our Aya. I will show how to be a president. Let's make America great again. Hallelujah. Trump is not the savior. Trump, if he has to victory, God has to be graciously kind enough to hear the prayers of Franklin Graham. Billy Graham called, altar call for thousands of people. And you know what? God honored Franklin Graham in that stage, in the inauguration. And he said, Mr. President, rain is the sign of the blessing from God. Oh, but he was saying, no. I never thought this. You should have seen the response of Trump. Oh, is it like that? And then he prayed. First of all, 1 Timothy 2:1-2, he said, and then he said, this we pray in Jesus' name. That Jesus' name, they will not say. Immediately some people hear, what if this happened in India? That will not happen in India. Hallelujah. I counted that loss. Yea, doubtless, verse 8, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. If you know Jesus, that's the excellent knowledge. If you know Jesus, you cannot say, hey, Pastor, I know Jesus. That will not happen. Till the end of the day, till the end of our life, we will keep discovering Jesus. We will keep knowing Him in a fresh manner. But you cannot know Him without the first step, counting all things. No hallelujahs will come. I know that. You want Jesus so that you will get a film ticket to see 151 and Bhairava. Shaolin in soccer, what all? Friends, count it all loss. Amen. You should say, I have found a treasure. He is in my heart. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, wisdom comes from the Lord. You should ask God for wisdom. Wisdom is application of your knowledge. Wisdom is application of your knowledge of Jesus. Wisdom is the application of the knowledge of Jesus. If Jesus is there, what he will do? If Jesus is in this place, what will he do? What will he do? That is the knowledge. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask PM Modi or KCR. My 1200 square feet itself I cannot manage. How is he managing that big bungalow? I don't know. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Ask God. For wisdom, don't search for Socrates' ideas and Hitler's ideas. I heard that Mein Kampf is the biggest selling book last year, again, in Germany. Somebody should tell them that it was the Germans who came and published the Bible in Tamil and Malayalam. Yeah. From Germany it came. But now they are reading the autobiography of the most wretched fellow the world has ever seen. Who? Adolf Hitler. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Lift your hand. May you have liberal wisdom. May you have liberal wisdom. May you have liberal wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Not to crack the code, that will come. But to seek the Lord. But to seek the Lord. But to seek the Lord. But to serve the Lord. Wisdom to serve the Lord. Wisdom to stand for Jesus. Wisdom to, hallelujah, shout a hallelujah when His presence is moving in the place. Wisdom to take things of God. Wisdom. May God give you wisdom. so that you will be at the place where you ought to be, where you will speak the things which you should speak, where you would see the things which you should see. And upbraid it not, and it shall be given to him. It will be given. So ask God for wisdom. Next, inheritance from the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. You are being blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is nothing more blessed than ministry of God's word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's nothing, there is no blessed environment than to come under the covering of God's word. So next time you should bring one more person with you. 1 Peter 3 and verse 9. Are we there? Yep. Not rending evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise. Say contrarywise. See, we live the contrary way. Managers, when some fellows do some problem to you, don't do the contrary to him. You fellow, when I asked you to do something, you didn't do, so I will push you back. Of course, you should talk to them, deal with them, with love, with gentleness. But we are, the Christian life is the contrary life. Say contrary life. See, everyone who prays, prayer is an opening to the spiritual. Any prayer. Our Hindu brothers pray, Muslims, even in Jallikattu, they fell down. They said, okay, Jallikattu close for some time, we are going to. You should have seen their bhakti. You should see their devotion. Many churchgoers are there now. There, where? Marina Beach, full convention only going on. Nan Tamilanda. Tamilanda. Praise the Lord. Tamilians and Malayalis and Telugu all should be in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So contrary wise, what is this? Contrary wise, blessing. Say blessing.
Blessing.
Blessing. Blessing. Knowing that you are there unto called, that you should inherit a blessing. So inheritances of the Lord includes the blessing of the Lord. May you have the blessing of the Lord in whatever you do. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord in whatever you do. But how will that come? Live the contrary life. Everybody say, not live the country life. Not living the country life. Come on, tell. But the contrary life. When people insult you, what did Jesus say? If somebody slaps you, Shekinah. Have you ever shown that? What did you just do? Hallelujah. Contrary wise blessing. So if somebody hurts you, get him, call him for a coffee and say, God bless you, son. God bless you. Many people have bumblethified me also. Bumblethified me means, you know, we tell something else. We are not against anybody. I want to tell you, friends, pastor has not hatred for anybody. If the moment hatred comes, I'm missing my blessing. Why should I miss my blessing? I know the word of God. I say, okay, but follow the rules, scriptures. That's the only place where I and people get offended. Some people say, God told me yesterday night, pastor, that this is going to come. Oh, how did God come to you? Okay, tell me the father of David. I will believe. Father of David. Don't tell all this hullabulla. Amen. God will lead you in green pastures. If God is your shepherd, he makes you. Say, makes you. He makes you. He makes you. It's not that you came and sat in that chair today. He made you. He made you. How many of you believe that he made you? He made you sit in green pastures. Hallelujah. Under the green pastures of his word. Somebody who is getting blessed, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So blessings of the Lord is an inheritance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 28. I just want to give you a glimpse of the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. What? To hearken diligently. So your blessing depends on how you hear God's word.
Amen.
Pastor, what did you just say? Some people are, you tell, Pastor. You tell, we will do something else. You will inherit blessing? I do not know. The Bible says, if you hearken diligently, the word of God, I want it, I got it, I want to hear. I do not want to miss any point. Hallelujah. Many people say, Pastor, I got an on-site opportunity and off-site opportunity, all those things. Go to any site you have. But if you do not get God's word, don't move in there.
Amen.
Don't move in there, because your spiritual life is important. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Next, to observe. Say observe.
Observe.
What do you observe? Sundays you should give to the Lord. When there is a prayer meeting, see, as a pastor, I do not impose any illegitimate hardship on you. I won't. I, being from the software background, I know it's hard. That's why we scrapped off the Wednesday prayer nights. We had it. Wonderful Wednesday. We will start it only for the Passion Week. Because I know it's hard. So we opened the Facebook channel. So now prayers are on Friday morning. But nobody comes. Are you observing? Oh, my God is good, Pastor. Even if I don't come on a Friday prayer, He blesses. May the Lord bless you. No problem. But if you have the strength to come, come and seek the Lord. Dawn service. Who should make it a success? See, do you think you are wiser than the people in Korea? You should see their prayer services. Go to the YouTube. I want all of you to go to YouTube. Yoido Full Gospel Church prayer morning, prayer meetings in the morning. Put it there. That's why that nuclear North Korea is not bombing South Korea. Because of a church which is more than 8 lakhs pray. They come, rush. Dr. Cho can be caught only on the prayer meeting. Sundays he will not show to anybody. Prayer. You should see the children praying. You won't believe, Shraddha, people like Gail and Leah, they are coming. They are not making any sound. They are just doing this much, like this only. Praying and crying and weeping in presence of the Lord. Don't think we are over smart than God. Amen. So I beseech you, I request you, friends, observe certain things. Sunday means don't go for Bannerghatta National Park. Tiger will bite you. Now lion, tiger, everywhere they're walking. No pani anywhere. They're all coming out. Sunday means the presence of the Lord. Don't compromise. When you plan your honeymoon, don't say one Sunday, let me be with my honey. Your moon will be gone. Hallelujah. There will be nights where only the honeymoon will be there. The moon will not come. In the night light, there is nothing like the moonlight. Huh? Amen. So observe. Sunday school. Be time. Tip. Come well dressed. Observe. Observe being a Christian. There are observe. Some people say putting torn jeans, that is a sign of your torn life. Huh? Can't you come well dressed? Dressed up, tip top, coming to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. There were times when our forefathers, I believe, in Kerala, I heard one old man saying, in Punalur, in a place, he started preaching God's word. The people against came and tore the vesti. Naked, he ran from Punalur to the place where we work. All those places, churches are. A man of God, when naked, people made him naked. I'm telling you, friend, if you are ready to observe something for the Lord will never leave you. He will touch the places where you're walking. He will touch the places where you're working. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Next, to observe. So observe tithing. Observe tithe religiously, judiciously. Tithe, don't play around with that. That is God, due to God, give it to. Not grudging. Pastor, tithe. You keep it. That is more blessing. You keep it. Don't give. Bible says, God loves a cheerful. Wow. God gave me strength to make wealth this month. I am more than willing to give my tithe. I am more than willing to give my offering. Observe. Observe the commands of the Lord. When people see one another, don't call dude, buddy, giddy, buddy and all. See, that is world culture. When you come to the church, sister, brother, how are you doing? Oh, bro, no, brother, brother. I call brother Mark brother. I call sister Christy sister. I respect, I love calling like that. They are like my brother, they are like my sister. I call Shraddha Sameeksha sister. God loves you, bless you. So each one of them, they all, you know, that culture should come. That is observing. Yesterday I went for a marriage, Muslim marriage. I was looking for some time. The guy came at 10:30 only. By the time I came back, night 10:30. They are only there. Agosham will start, it's if I don't know. Anyway, we had good dinner. But one person has to hug the other 3 times. You have noticed that? And very judiciously they do that. When I say to hug one another in the whole, we sometimes do that. Some people think sweat is there, blood is there. So what they will do, put me here. Don't put my head here. I am sweat. But if my sweat falls on your body, it's blessed. I'm not joking. So don't come and sweat. See, there is the grape juice. There earlier there was one cup. Before this kuti kuti cups came. Yes. Earlier it was only one cup. But then people started increasing. If one cup go, some people get that fellow put the saliva inside and. But miracles happen then. Not in the kuti kuti cup. Hallelujah. See, the Lord's way of working is different. Observe God's ways. Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Observing, hugging, loving one another, caring for one another. That is Christian life. So observe. So you have to hearken diligently, observe all his commandments. Then the Lord thy God will bless thee on high above all the nations of the earth. How many of you want to be over all the nations of the earth? The church truly is high above all the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. It's the place, it's the lighthouse, it is the shelter house. And then verse 2 says, and these blessings shall come on thee and coming on you and he will take. It's like this. So somebody is going overtaking you and telling, hey, stop. I want to give you some blessings will stop when you are here and then overtakes you. Stop and give the blessing. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Next, blessed thou shalt be in the city. May you be blessed in the city of Bangalore. See, when I say this, you should not sit like this. If you do not want to receive anything, you please go somewhere, see 151 and come. May you be blessed in the city of Bangalore. May you be blessed in the city which God gives you. Hallelujah. We shall be a blessed people in the city. Hallelujah. Blessed shall thou be in the field. I don't see anybody taking the oxen or plowing with the ox. Now that's also one hidden agenda of Jallikattu. They want to give the multinational fellows, they want to take off our cow and take off our bull. And put whatever they give. They already know that they have done a big mistake. So what the enemy thinks? Okay, I made a mistake. Why should I alone suffer? Let me give it to. That's why you like KFC more than the rice and rasam. You understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now new breed has come. Nashville chicken. You tried it? Eh? How many tried that? Who is going to get me Nashville chicken this afternoon? Don't get me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, these are all things. The superbug and all came because of that. Indians were populating the whole earth. Suddenly Bill Gates came, Melinda Gates came. You are all poor. So medicines came. Then A1, A2, breed milk they are giving. So what we are getting, see the tea which we are drinking, the first two best goes to outside. We get the third rate. We are growing it. All for corporate thugs. Yeah. You shall be blessed in the field. Field means where you work. May you be blessed in your workplace in Jesus' name. May the Lord send a blessing on whatever you do. Hallelujah. When people take 50 days to work, may you take 5 minutes to finish that. When you hear God's word, that's the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody who's delighted to follow the Lord said, praise the Lord. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Means your children will be blessed. May your children be blessed. May our children be blessed. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, the fruit of my body will be blessed. Because I hear the word of God. He shall be blessed. No evil shall come. No irritations can come. No devastations can come. Hallelujah. And the fruit of thy ground. What is the ground? the work which you do. Hallelujah. The ministry, the fruit of thy ground, let it be blessed. Every soul that enters shelter house will be blessed in Jesus' name. Every fruit that you get in your company will be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blessings of your work you will have. Hallelujah. And then it says, the fruit of thy cattle. We do not have cattle. Anybody has cattle? Fruit of thy may the Lord bless the cattle. Huh? Okay, Joshua has a lot of cattle. Jalli, huh? Made, okay. May the Lord bless all the cattle. Now, cattle, hallelujah, shows the physical possessions which you have. May the Lord bless your wealth. No unwanted disease, no chikungunya, no nothing. Hallelujah. May your cattle be blessed. Hallelujah. The increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. So it's a shepherding. So whomever you bless means you're working. You're working with some. You are a manager. There are people under you. They should be blessed. May they be blessed in Jesus' name. They should say, I do not want to go to any other office. I do not want to work under any other manager. I want you wherever you go. That is the blessing of the servant of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then it says, blessed shall be thy basket. How many women are here? May your baskets be blessed. We don't have baskets. No, now big basket only is there. Not big basket. Hallelujah. May your granaries be blessed. Hallelujah. When you cook, may no poisonous stuff enter anybody. Hallelujah. So cook well, eat well, live well. Even if it is a curd rice, make it at home and eat. Once in a while, go outside and eat. It's not a problem. But not always outside. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. See, whenever we come, there should not be like some people. When I go to houses, oh pastor, now only I thought there should be tea for you. I will go and buy tea. Then they will go to buy chicken, mutton. Every time there should chicken and mutton should run all. But not for you, but others also. Don't eat too much. Amen. Whatever, may your store be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed shalt thou be when you come in. Whenever you come into the office, whenever you come into your work, blessed. Amen. Tomorrow when you go to the office, you should say, I am blessed when I come in. Not looking, oh, again this office. Blessed shall be me when I come in. And when I come out, I will be blessed. When I go to meet my children and husband, I'll be blessed. When I go to meet my children and, hallelujah, wife, oh, to hear the sweet voice of my wife, I have to run. Nobody's, many are fully tent in the, they are camping in the, not one more word from her. May that never happen in shelter house.
Amen.
Oh, the sweet sound of my wife. Ah. Auntie, we should tell this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let that be your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed shall be thy store. Blessed shall be when you go out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. In front of you, you will see them. Being destroyed. We don't want destruction, but the Lord will do his work. Say, the Lord will do his work. You do the Lord's work, the Lord will do his work. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it says, those who come against you one way will flee before you in. There will be one fellow who is scheming. Let me put an email to this fellow. CCing all the people. CC all. One mail it sent. But before it sends, the manager's manager stands up. Who said he did like this? They flee in. How many of you have seen Rajinikanth's bullet? You have seen, huh? When an enemy puts a bullet, he will put the bullet. And the bullet, both bullets hit. And one bullet is shattered. Of course, his bullet is not shattered. The other. Some things when we imagine, that's good. In the same way, the Lord will destroy all the bullets coming against you. In your work, may you get good mails, congratulatory emails, promotion emails, blessed emails, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
With that blessing, come to the house of the Lord. Don't sit there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. How many have a bank account? Probably you must have opened the bank account, at least the Jandan account. The Lord shall bless your storehouse. May the Lord bless your bank balance in the name of Jesus. May you have always abundantly. Hallelujah. No want, no lack. Hallelujah. May the Lord give you so much in your bank balance that one day you will say, Pastor, what do you want? Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you with more. Hallelujah. Because if the Lord gives you, it's for His work. Hallelujah. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thy storehouses and all thou settest thy hand into. So whatever you put your hand into, it will be blessed. It will be a message, it will be an email, it will be wherever your hand. Lift your hands and say, these are blessed hands. Because the Lord has blessed. I'm hearing God's word. These are blessed hands. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, may you be blessed indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Whatever you put in your hand. Some people say, Pastor, I only work, but if I cook, it's a disaster. May no more disaster come near your tent, but inside your kitchen, sweet smelling chicken, mutton smell. Hallelujah. Somebody is lifting both hands. Hallelujah. Claiming it from the Lord. Hallelujah. Where is he? Hallelujah. Anyway. Praise the Lord. Command thy blessing. Amen. And the Lord shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Wherever you stay will be blessed. Night when you come and sleep, you just know. Of course, some people are oversleepy. Not that sleep. There's a blessed sleep where you see your maker and sleep. How many of you know what I'm telling? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May you have aram set. I always do that. I usually have that. Wherever you put me, I will. Or not all the time, okay? Otherwise, I cannot come and preach with you like this. Hallelujah. But if I think I have to sleep, probably 5 minutes, afternoon, with all the ministry pressures and things, and sometimes, you know, when they say, Lord, 5 minutes, and just, I go to heavens. Then he will wake me up. 5 minutes, that's enough. Some people after sleeping 5 minutes, they will think, okay, let me sleep for 50 minutes. No, I'm talking, even if you sleep for 5 minutes, God will bless your sleep. The Lord will bless, and not only wherever you go, it will be blessed. I have gone to interior places. Again, I'm going to Hisar, Haryana. I'm looking forward to that. Sister Christy has given me all guarantees. So, March 1st week, I'm longing to go to North India. Hindi mein prachar karne ke liye. Hallelujah. So I like spending time with them, talking to them, and the beauty. It's not air conditioned. After a ministry in the hot, humid climate, when the fan blows on you, there is a beauty in that sleep. You know what I'm telling? It's far better than the AC sleep. I'm telling you, friend, the Lord shall bless you in the land which the Lord gives you. Wherever you go, hallelujah, wherever you put your hand into, the Lord will bless you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Glory. From now on, you will not go to your Amma's house for, only in my Amma's bed will I get comfort. In your bed, may you get comfort. In the place where you sleep. Friend, Amma lived Amma's life. Amma took care of you. Now you live well. Don't always run, mommy, 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 mommy. You tell her, mommy, I love you. No problem. Come, make biryani. Give her good biryani. Give her good portion. Hallelujah. Some people, even if they married and live for 10 years, they still go to mommy. May all the mommy, daddy factors go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your parents will live long. You will live strong. You will build a family life together. Become parents of many. Amen. Amen. Oh, somebody said pray. See, these are the blessing of the Lord. Some people are thinking, is it blessing or? I'm telling, these are the blessings of the Lord. These are the blessings of the Lord. These are the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself. The Lord will keep you up for himself. I will tell you, friend, there are many in Arikere, many in Bangalore. But out of them all, God shall bless you as his own people. He will not let the enemy toy around with your life. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. And all the people of the earth shall see thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Some people, they get afraid of you because of the blessing. This fellow is too blessed, man. I cannot stand him. May you have that blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen. May you have that blessing in the name of Jesus. This man is too blessed, I cannot stand with. Hallelujah. So people, when they are afraid of you, for good reasons, be happy. Amen. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Verse 11. People cannot believe what I am telling to them today. Hallelujah. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. May you have lot of goods in your house in the name of Jesus. Not for you to indulge in that. I told you first, wisdom. Wisdom is all throwing, but when the Lord blesses you, lot of goods will come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, plenteous in goods, the fruit of thy body, fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy ground, and the land which the Lord shall give thee. Hallelujah. So all your fruits will have a multiplication. I'm telling you, you might be telling, Pastor, I'm not married, I'm alone. I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Your fruit will be blessed. You will have fruits. Who said, hallelujah, the Lord, for with the Lord nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Where there is no possibility, that's where God delights to work. If he doesn't want to give you a benefit of even 1% doubt that you did it, he wants to make sure that he did it. That's why God waited till Abraham was hitting century. You waited and waited. At the age of 100, God gave him, okay, now it's my work. Lift your hands and say, it's never late to see the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. And Brother Raju is still thinking UK was better. Shelter house, I do not know how it is. He loves us. Amen. Verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. I am telling you, God will open good treasures for you. Lift your hands and say, I shall have a good treasure. The Lord shall open the good treasure. Amen. 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 May you have good treasures in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, to bless all the work of thy hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations. May your borrowing life be over in Jesus' name. May your credit card usage be over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor, I have one more debit card. You take it and use it as much as you want. Write check, empty check. See how blessed that life will be. Amen.
Amen.
But the enemy will not give it to you. It's okay. Whatever God gives you. But you take the blessing today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Thou shalt lend unto nations and not. Hallelujah. Thou shalt lend unto many nations. Thou shalt not borrow. No borrow. No begging, borrowing, stealing. Some people say, I don't care what you do. Beg, borrow, or steal. Do the work. No. No begging, no borrowing, no stealing. In the name of Jesus. Because you're going to lend. 13 says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Not the tail. I shall be the head. Hallelujah. May some heads of companies rise up in the name of Jesus. So that you will say, Pastor, some people are unemployed, send them to me. We will and take care of them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need good employers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God shall make you the
head.
Don't go to your manager's chair and look at, I'm going to be the head tomorrow. You don't do that. But one day the Lord will give you a chair better than him.
Amen.
That's the Lord. Hallelujah. The blessings I share, it's going. You love this? Hallelujah. At least say some praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the butler, there were two fellows who saw a vision, a dream, when Joseph was there. You remember? One was the cupbearer and another was the baker. Both, one fellow used to make donuts for the Pharaoh. Other fellow used to make, not donuts, I'm just telling you, the baker. I don't know whether donuts were there. Hallelujah. Donuts are never self-centered. I heard that somewhere last week. So don't be self-centered. It has a hole. Huh? Like vadai. No. Somebody asked, what is Ulundu vadai? I said, that is Indian Tamil Nadu donut. That chutney and sambar, first class. Amen. Hallelujah. So Joseph was thinking, whatever Joseph said came to pass. He's thinking, this fellow will call him. So Joseph was thinking, at least this fellow will take me out of the prison. That fellow forgot. After some time, Pharaoh gets a dream, and suddenly this fellow, oh, one person is there in the prison. Pharaoh said, bring him in. See, when people lift you, it will be always under them. When God lifts you, it will be over all.
Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Amen.
So don't forget, if the people forget you, the Lord will never forget you. You get on and do whatever God gives your hand to do. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You shall not be the tail. You shall not be the tail. Lift your hands and say, I shall not be the tail. I am not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. Thou shalt not be beneath. I will not be beneath. People will try putting me down, but the Lord has put me in the palm of his hands. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command them this day, to observe and do them. So double, two times God is telling. Commands are important. Observation is important. A judicious Christian life is important. A disciplined Christian life is important. Without that, these inheritances will not come. Hallelujah, in your life. Two more blessings I will tell and then close. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:11. Just finish this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessings took a long time, but I wanted to tell you what is the blessings of the Lord. Psalm 119:11. Hallelujah. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage for? The word of God is your inheritance. All that you see in God's word is your inheritance. Amen. Don't read the Bible as stories. In Abraham, 100 years God gave him a child. For me, if God gave Abraham, he will give it to me. If God gave to Sarah, he will give it to me. If God gave to Joshua, he will give it to me. If God gave to, hallelujah, people in the Bible, he will give it to me. This is your inheritance. There is no greater blessing than this. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Psalm 2:8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. Ask God for his inheritance. The nations shall bow. The nations, you ask God for nations. Ask God for Turkey. Ask God for Saudi Arabia. Somehow the Lord will give it to you. Why can't you ask? The Lord will take you there. But come back to Bangalore till I give you red green signal. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to be mature again. Hallelujah. The maturity level should come so much that when you go, first thing you will do is to call your pastor there and give him a coffee. Other than that, nobody should go out of Bangalore. Hallelujah. Amen. Thy word is my treasure. Thy word is my possession. Hallelujah. So, ask of me and I shall give the nations as your? It's your possession. It's your inheritance. So, nations are your inheritance. Say, lift your hands and say, nations are my inheritance. I will go to South Africa. I will live there. I will go to South America, live there. I will do good things there. Call my pastor there. Conduct revival meetings there. Fire meetings there. Hallelujah. I will make weekend visits to Bangalore and go back. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Should love living in the flights. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. From this moment you will tell me that. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you. When the Lord takes you to the nations, it shall be your inheritance. In the name of Jesus. They will say, hey, bring him here. Though Donald Trump will say, H-1B. No, want H-1B. B-1. Business visa. Go there. Tell the stuff. Come back. Amen. Hallelujah. And from the flight and from the Wi-Fi. Pastor, I love you so much. Transfer Wi-Fi. IMPS. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will enjoy your blessings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. First Peter says, hallelujah, salvation is our inheritance. The salvation is our inheritance. Hallelujah. The biggest inheritance is salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, you should do that today. You should do that today. You should do that today. This will all come when you say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me from my sin. From now on, you are the Lord of my life. If you have not made that confession, do it now.